Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, it's part two of a conversation with Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemmers about him being recently named a member of Marion County's Top 10 Under 40.
Well, first of all, if you could just kind of give me a little bit of a background on yourself, you know, kind of your path that got you here to Knoxville Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. I got my start in Parks and Recreation, actually with the city of Mason City. When I graduated from the University of Northern Iowa, I did an internship with the city of Mason City, which led to employment there. I spent a couple years up there working for the recreation department. Took a job down here as a program supervisor back in April of 2008, which then led to me being named recreation director in February of 2010. Fast forward here to, I believe it was the fall of 17, I picked up the parks and trails and all that stuff to be named Parks and Recreation Director. So it's been a journey. It's been great. I've had a lot of great staff to thank for this award, you know, over the years. I can't do it alone here. You know, I've had good city manager support, good council support, good Parks and Rec Commission support. You know, just good support from the community for patronizing us, recognizing the things that we do on a daily basis, the projects we've done. That, you know, we are giving a good effort, and I've always tried to put my best foot forward to provide, you know, good opportunities for the community.
Well, so what was your reaction then when you found out you were recognized with this honor?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of neat, you know. I've had a lot of people give me a hard time. They thought I was over 40, so I don't know how to take that. But no, it's an honor. I really appreciate it. I think it's nice to be recognized, but, you know, at the same time, I turn around, I want to recognize my staff for it. I mean, it's a group award to me. It's not just, you know, what I've done. I can't do all these things alone. So yeah, the recognition's great. I'll keep plugging away, and hopefully, you know, we can be recognized for other things as a group moving forward.
Since you started in this position then, you know, what are maybe some of the new ideas or changes or maybe, I don't know, accomplishments, things like that, that you've kind of brought to the table that have, I guess, I'll get you, you know, earn the recognition.
Yeah, so back when I became recreation director, we had hovered around 900 or so members here at the facility. Within, I believe, a year, we bumped that up to an average of about 1,300. So increased the membership, increased, you know, offerings for fitness classes, just kind of a renovation of the facility. You know, those that were here before 2010, and if you've been here since, you know, you've seen the pool paintings, the new gym curtain, the updated equipment. And then from a parks perspective, just in these short 4 years, you know, we've put in a whole new dog park, the Young South project. We're hopefully going to get that trail paved here, you know, after not having any extension of that trail for over 16 years. You know, those are just to kind of name a few, but, you know, I'm trying to just keep moving forward. You know, money is always tight in city government. I'm trying to maximize, you know, those dollars when council, you know, allows, you know, my departments to have projects. So try to make the most of it, try to make them count. You know, try to make sure that they, you know, can be sustained long-term too. You know, it's tennis court project with the school has been great. You know, the basketball court out there has been just well received. You know, we did parking lot extension out here a number of years ago and put some fields in out here. So just a lot of things, a lot of updating equipment in parks too. So, you know, you come into a situation like that and a lot of things need to be done, and it's hard not to want to do them all at once. Yeah, we're getting there, and we still have a ways to go. I have big dreams, big plans. I'll keep plugging away.
Well, yeah, and on the flip side of that, you know, your big plans, you know, talk about maybe some goals or some ideas you have, you know, that maybe haven't quite been implemented yet, maybe short term or long term.
Yeah, well, we do have some money set aside for Youngs Park North, and with the VA development, that might maybe that location isn't going to be where we go, but I would like a ball field complex if I'm dreaming here. It'd be nice to get some baseball, softball fields soon. We kind of had some plans a while back for a splash pad. You know, it's finding a good location for a splash pad in town. I think that satisfies the outdoor pool that everybody yearns for here in this community. You know, it'd be a low cost option, you know, from an operating standpoint. So those are just a couple things on my short list to kind of get off and running. And some of those things I've been working on behind the scenes that just haven't kind of came up yet. So always trying to plan ahead, trying to think ahead. You know, time flies. It's crazy. You plan for these things and you implement them and then you kind of get on to the next one and kind of keep going. So
anything else about this award or anything about the Knoxville Recreation Center that we haven't touched on yet? Do you want to share?
No, I just want to thank everybody for their support again. I mean, that's awesome to be recognized, but I mean, the credit goes to my staff. It's been great. I mean, I've been fortunate to have good employees over the years, good members, good people in our programs. I got to thank my wife too. She, puts up with kind of some long nights and weekends at times. So it's been good, and I look forward to keeping the momentum going.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nembers for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.